Daf is Daf Chaf Vav. So let's take it in the very bottom of Chaf Hey Amri Beis. The new mission begins. Bechor Shenafal Labor. We have a Bechor, a firstborn animal. Normally, the way it works is you have to bring a Bechor to the Beis Hamikdash as a carbon. There's no Beis Hamikdash, of course, in which case you have to wait for it to have a balm to get a balmum. And then when it becomes a balmum, gets a mum, then you could shecht and eat it. So properly. So it says Rashi in the bottom here, the last two lines of Rashi, Bechor Shenafal Labor, Bechor Bizman Azesh, Ein Nishcha Below Mum. You can't shecht it without a mum, but Pnesher Kachimu, it's Kachim. Unless there's a mum, you can't shecht it. The Me'elav Hu Kadosh, the moment the firstborn is born, it's Kadosh immediately. Vashochto Kushu Tam, if you shecht it, if it's a Tam still, if it's unblemished, have a Shochet Kachim Bechutz V'Anishkaris. So therefore, you have to wait for it to get a mum before shechting it. So what happens if the Bechor Shenafal Labor falls into a pit now? So now what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yarad Mumcha V'yire, Mumcha, an expert who knows the halachas of Bechoros, that which is a mum, that which is not a mum, he should descend into the board, take a look at it. Im Yesh Bo Mum, if he finds that there is actually a mum there, Yala V'yishcha, they're allowed to bring up, to elevate the animal, the Bechor, out of the boar, and shecht it above Vimlav. If they can find a mum, lo yishcha, they shouldn't shecht it. So the Gemara is going to address, it should say Imlav lo yala yishcha. What do you mean Imlo yishcha? Did you say Imlav lo yala yishcha? So we'll see that in a second in the Gemara. Either way, if there's no mum, you can't shecht it. So Rashi explains the very top line of Chav Vav Amud Aleph, Im yesh ba mum akarchach Rabbi Yehuda muksa isla. Rabbi Yehuda holds of muksa. He's the man damer, this first part of the Mishnah. Uvimum hanofa bo b'yomtiv, it's where the mum happened on yomtiv itself. Lo shari, the animal's not permitted. Delav daite elave me'esma, you didn't have this in mind yesterday. Erev yomtiv, there's no mum. The mum only developed today. That's mukse. It wasn't part of your das erev yomtiv. V'hachi kamar. Bechor bal mum shelo he'eru l'chacham b'od yom hatir. You didn't show it to the chacham erev yomtiv, meaning there was a mum erev yomtiv, you just did not have the ability to show it to the chacham beforehand. V'nafal abor b'yomtiv, fell to the boar. So that's not muksa, because it was actually there before and you thought it might be a possibility. It's not muksa. So what's the issue here? So fell to the boar b'yomtiv. Yard mumcha v'yira mum, he should see if he sees a mum. Shehaya bo esma, he sees the mum that existed already yesterday. In mum kavuhu, if it's an established mum, so then yala v'yishcha, you're allowed to bring up the animal and shecht it. Mishum de muksa leka, there's no muksa in this case. De me'esmal daitu ilave, he saw that there was a mum, he just wasn't an expert, or even a person who is an expert can't be matir their own bechor, so he just couldn't declare it being a mum. But he knew it was a possibility, so it wasn't muksa. So if there's a mum, they find it on yantif, bring it and shecht it. If not, so then you can't shecht it. That's all Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along now Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol she'ein mumo nikar mibe'od yom, ein de menemuchon. If it wasn't recognized, even though it may have existed, but had not yet been declared a mum, erev yomtiv, even though again the mum existed, that's not called muchon. So Rashi explains here, very importantly, remember Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So it can't be an issue of muksa here. So Rashi says, ein de menemuchon, lav mishum muksa asalei, dehal les le muksa. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. Ella, what's the issue here? The fish shematiru b'yomtiv nira kimisakno. By you establishing its mutter, that's ketikun mana, that's like creating something new, the havelei kedin din de gazabe mishum shvus. So Rashi says two different reasons here, he kind of lumps them together. One issue is it's being matir something on yomtiv. It's like being matbil kalim, but putting a kalim into the mikvah. That's one concern. The other concern is it's a type of din. When you're matir a mum, a matir bechor, that's a type of bezdin. And bezdin can't convene, can't get psaked in a Shabbos or yomtiv because of a shvus you might come to write. So those are two different reasons Rashi for every lumps together. There's probably a girsa issue. The Hagos Fitzyom says it should be O. There are two different reasons that are really at play here. Now the Chumash Hadeshin, he says it can't be, this is not similar to other types of Isser Ve'Hetters. I mean, if I get to ask Shiloh on Yontif, I don't say, oh, I can't, don't ask me a Shiloh, it's Yontif. Of course you can answer a Shiloh on Yontif. The difference here is that you are creating the psak here. Normally, you're just telling the person what the psak is. You're not creating a situation here. You're not creating a psak. You're just telling them what the halach is. But here, by the Kohen or whoever, the Bucky, declaring what the status is, that's actually creating something new. And for that reason, this is a different type of din that applies on Yontif. Now, the Rabbeinu Peretz says, wait a second. The reason that Rashi says that it's like Gebezdin, well, that shouldn't be Shaykh here. Why can't Bezdin convene on Shabbos or Yom Tov normally? Because you might write down the Psak Halacha. But it comes to Matir Bechoros, you don't write down a psak here. You just say if it's a good or no good. So well, it's not shaykh here, and therefore he says the real reason here is like Rashi's first pshat, that it's ketik and mana, and for that reason it's aser, according to Rabbi Shimon, to declare a mum is mum on Yantif. So now the Gemara says, B'mai kamifligi, what is the nekudas hamachlokas? What's the root of the debate here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Ename of the debate is Biroin Mumin Kemifligi. They're arguing about whether or not you're allowed to look to inspect a Bechor on Yom Tov or not. If that's the question, do Rabbi Yehuda Saver Roin Mumin B'Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda allows you to inspect a Mum on Yom Tov, and Rabbi Shimon Saver Ein Roin Mumin B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to. If that's really the discussion here, and Rashi points out here, look at Rashi, what's the real Svara though? So Rashi says, Ename of Biroin, Dehavade Mishim Mukse Lohavi Tamayo. It's not muksa. Muksa cannot be the reasoning to ipcha shmeinu, because it would be the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda would aser, he holds a muksa, Rabbi Shimon would be matir. So it's the opposite. So certainly muksa is not really the core here. El mishum riyas mum, the Rabbi Shimon Saver ein roin kevin dehavilei kiyoshev v'don din. It's like a bezdin. That's Rashi's second pshat of the Mishnah. Fine. If that's a machlok about looking at a mum or not a mum, if that's really the debate, so then the Mishnah should have used a much clearer case. Liflagu b'roin mumin da'alma. Bechor shenafel a bor. So again, why didn't you choose a case of look at a bechor if it has a mum or not a mum? Why a bechor that falls into a bor? Why is it just a sophisticated case here? Be much simpler. Can you look at a mum or not? So the Gemara says the reason why they chose this case of the bechor that fell in because there's a certain chiddush here. The Gemara says again, bor bechor shenafel a bor itzrichle. But yes, the machlokas is whether you can look at a mum or not. Why did choose the case of the bechor falling to the bor? Because Saka Daita Khamina, I would have thought Mishim Tsar Bal Chaim La Arim Veliske Kriyab Yeshua. Maybe because the pain of the animal that's stuck in the pit here, it's claustrophobic, it is no food, it whatever, the air. So for Tsar Bal Chaim reasons, maybe you're allowed to do Harama and bring up the animal like Rabbi Yeshua. What Harama would you say? So Rashi says the Harama would say, oh, I know for sure it's Vade a Mum. I saw yesterday. Just please confirm it. But I know for sure it was a Mum. I saw there was a Mum yesterday. Maybe you could play some type of tricks and bring it up for that reason. So, and why that's like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds. Look at Rashi to explain the Gemara. We'll see later on. It also appears in Masechah Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua says, let's say you have an animal, an Oses Benokes. Shenafal Labur. Ma'aletz Rishon. You could bring up the first one, let's say the mother. But once you shech the mother, you can't bring the child, because the calf, because that's Oses Beno. But then you could change your mind and say, you know what, I actually want to shech the calf. So then you bring the calf up, then you shech the calf. So that's harama you're allowed to for Tzar Bal Chaim purposes. So maybe here as well, you could say, oh, I know for sure it was a Baal Mumai, so yesterday, let's bring it up and confirm that. That's the Havamina, Kamash Vlan, that's not true. You can't actually, we don't allow you to bring it up. You could go down to the boar to inspect it. If there's a mum, bring it up. But to do harama, to bring up the animal without having inspected it, that would not be allowed. And that's the chiddush of this mishnah. That's why they chose this case to teach us added din. But the real root of the machlokas is whether roan mumin b'yomtif or ain roan mumin b'yomtif. So the Gemara then says, if that's really the question, the chiddush is you can't bring the animal up, ihachi, lo yishchot, why does the Mishnah say if there's no mum, don't shecht it? It should really say lo yale v'yishchot mibaylei. The chiddush is not to bring up the animal. It should have said that should have been the emphasize lo yale. Don't elevate the animal. It doesn't say that. So Gemara says no. Lo tzicha, really the chiddush is de avar v'aska. Let's say he did against the halacha. He went against the Mishnah and he brought up the animal. Really, the halacha is you should go down, the bucky should go down and inspect it. If it's a mum, you could bring it up and shecht it. If there's no mum, you leave it there. But let's say now he brought it up now against the halacha and then he brought it there now. Maybe you could shecht it. So I know you're probably having something strange here. The Gemara says you can't shecht it. He already established it's a tam. So if it's a mum, of course you're allowed to. So if it's the tam, he brought up, why can you shecht it? So just hold off that question. The Gemara will answer that. So the Gemara and ask and answer. So again, havamina, some strange havamina, sakadai tachamina. Once you brought it up, maybe they'll just go ahead and shecht it. Kamash blan, then no. Even if you brought it up, the din is lo yishchot. So that's what the Mishnah means. Vim lav vizom mum, lo yishchot, even if you were brought up against the halacha. So Gemara says, lishchote, how could you shecht if you brought it up? Hatamu, we already said, if it's a tam, that's why you can't bring it up. So Gemara says, no, lo tzicha denafel be muma. So no, what happened was you brought it up against halacha. Then a mum fell on it afterwards. Even that case, we give you kanas, you can't shecht him. If it had a mum that developed in Yontif, however, hamuksu. If before Yontif there was no mum, and the mum only came now after you brought it up, that's mukset, that's not mukhan. You can't shecht that. There's not even a havamina to shecht that. Ella, Did not fe bay mum over mayor of Yamtiv. A mum over is a temporary mum. You need a mum kavua, a permanent mum, to establish that the bechor is allowed. This had a mum over erev Yamtiv, and v'hashta havalei mum kavua. Now that mum over developed and turned into a mum kavua. So mal d'seima, what would I have thought? Daita ilave v'nishchate. Because I had it in mind yesterday that there's a possibility it might evolve into a mum kavua, that might be considered part of my das and not considered a muksa, kamash malah, and that even a mum over does not take its status away from being a muksa, it would be a problem. And that's the chiddush we learn from here. So again, the din is the root, nekudas machlokas is whether roan mumim or ain roan mumim. The din of the boar, b'chor falling to the boar, is even if he brought it up from the boar and had a mum over yesterday that may not have had muksa, and the mum kavua developed today, the chiddush is that too is still considered a muksa problem, and you cannot shecht it on yantif. Fine, a little tricky. This next few lines is also a bit tricky. The next amud is a bit tricky. So Tanur Rabbanan, b'chor tam shenafel abor. You have a b'chor tam, unblemished b'chor that falls into a pit. Rabbi Huda Hanasi Omer yared mumcha v'yira. He's able to, an expert could go down into the boar, inspect it. If they find that there's a mum, yalav yishchot, he could bring it up and shecht it. Vim lab, if there is no mum, lo yishchot, he should not shecht. That's the din, fine. Now, Amr lo Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Harei Amr, so we're now going to have to pay attention here. He's going to teach us three halachas. We'll see the relevance of three halachas. They all seem to be, more severe cases in terms of the psak. So this is going to be a key piece here. So Amr lo Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, Harei Amr, we have a tradition. So Ein Rowan Mumen Beyamtif, you cannot look at Mumen Beyamtif. We go against what Rabbi Huda says. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon says that Rabbi Shimon Menasya is different than Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon Menas is quoting from Shimon that we don't look at Mumim. That's from the Mishnah, straightforward. That's halacha one. So Ketzad, how do you do it? So I got to read this halacha one. I'm sorry. Nolad bo Mum Me'er Yomtiv. If there's a Mum Erev Yomtiv, Ein Mevakin Oso B'Yomtiv. You cannot inspect it on Yomtiv. That's the din of Rabbi Shimon. Ein Ron Mum B'Yomtiv. That's halacha one. If there's a Mum Erev Yomtiv, halacha two. Nolad bo Mum B'Yomtiv. If a Mum develops on Yomtiv itself, Rabbi Shimon Omer ain demin muchan. That's muksa, or not muksa of him. That's also to look at. That's even seems sound like even b'diavad also to look at. That's halacha too. If the mum comes on yantiv, and the third halacha is v'shavin. They both agree. Shim noled hu umumo imo shezat min muchan. If the calf or the animal is born on yantiv with the mum, that everybody agrees that is considered muchan, and l'chachila you may shecht. Now just pay attention, the Rashi on this page actually starts on the right side, there's no Tosos, so Rashi on the right side here, so the din is, why is that allowed? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi Vishavan, two lines down on the right side, Aval Bazu, Hayamodin, Cholkin, Shilfanenu, the Machlokas earlier, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yishimon, they both agree in this case, Shimnolad Hayom, if the calf was born today, Umumo Imo, and there was a born with a mum, Shezem and Amuchan, that's considered already prepared from beforehand, even though it was only born today. Shein Bazem Mishum Tikkun and Mishum Din. There's no Tikkun, there's no Din, because it had the mum already. It was born that way. It wasn't like it was a kosher, a tam, and became a mum. It was always that way. You didn't change anything. You didn't establish any change of status. Shalhayasa bo cheskas iser meil. There was never a cheskas iser. If an animal was born tam, it's asr to shecht now. It develops a mum, you're changing status from asr to mutter. But this animal was born with a mum, so there's no cheskas is in the first place. It's born as cheskas heter, and that's why it's not considered a din or a tikkun mana. That's the under...
No issue that he wasn't alive before yantiv. He was also not
no, because the mother, what I'm saying, because you could shecht it to the mother, that could work, exactly. So either way, these are three dinim. Just can get that clear. Halacha one is if the mum became erev yantif, you cannot inspect it on yantif itself. If the mum came on yantif itself, you can't inspect it either. We'll see the different languages. And the third case, if it was born with a mum, that you can lichachila actually inspect, and it's mutter to shechtini. So those are three halachas. The Gemara now darshins them. Darish Rabba by Rav Huna, nolad hu umumo imo. If the animal, the calf, is born with a mum, it's born with a mum, mevakrin oso b'yomtiv lichachila. Lichachila, you're allowed to inspect it. That's the din. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Abba, my father, Tani, he taught, im avar bakro mevukar. Only b'dievet, if you inspected it, will acknowledge such an inspection. However, v'at amr, mevakrin oso lichachila, you allow lichachila? My father taught us only b'dievet, if the inspection took place, we'll acknowledge it. But not lichachila. How could you say lichachila? So this is the raya. So Amr Abai says, Kivase de Rabba by Rav Huna Mistavra. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who says you can inspect it lichachila when it's nolad bo umumo imo, it makes more sense mistavra. How? Midakatani tlasa babe. The fact that Rabbi Shimon quoted three halachas in three separate categories, it teaches this din. How so? Because the only reason why they separate them into three halachas is because they also have three outcomes. One, I'll just say out what the outcomes are, and then we'll put them in. One is lichachila it's aser, but b'diavad it's mutter. One is b'diavad it's even aser. In one case, lichachila it's even mutter. So those are three different permutations applied to three different scenarios. So the reason why they separate it is because of the three separate halachas. Because had it been that the mevakrin of the animal nolad bo umumo mo would only be b'diavad accepted b'diavad, but not lichachila, it should have been grouped with the other lacha that only b'diavad we accept it. Meaning the case of if it was the mum erev yomtif ein mevakrin, so the din is ein mevakrin lichachila, but b'diavad we accept it. So if that's the same halacha by the nolad umumo imo is also only b'diavad acceptable, it should be lumped together with the first halacha. So the fact that it's separate, it sounds like it's a different halacha, it's a different psak, that even the chachilat's mutter. So let's see what Gemara says. Midekatani tlasa bave. The fact that they separate into three different halachas, number one is, no bo mum merv yamtif. It had a mum erv yamtif. Ein mevakrino so yamtif lechachila. You can't inspect it on yamtif lechachila. However, who delo? Had the evid, chaper dami. But the evid, if it was inspected, we'd accept it if the mum was erv yamtif. Halacha two. Nolad bo miyamtif biyamtif. If it had a mum develop on yamtif itself, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't minamuchim, that's not called prepared. Afilu b'diyevet namilo. Even if you do inspect it, we don't accept it at all. But the evidence is possible. And v'hadatani, then we teach a second, the third halacha rather. V'shavin shim nolad umumo imo. If it's born with a mum on yamtif, shazem minamuchim, which sounds like the afilu lichachila nami, that even lichachila is acceptable. So that's the raya that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna is alara, is correct, that lichachila you could inspect such an animal that was nolad b'yamtif umumo imo.
So it has to be an obvious mum, otherwise he couldn't ask somebody to inspect.
Oh, we'll see that case in a second. Umumo imo, so shezem minamuchan, v'haki asa Rav Oshaya, asa v'aisa masnisa b'yadei, but didn't Rav Oshaya bring a brisa that supported, that said otherwise, that he said, bein shenolad bo mum merv yamtif, bein shenolad bo mum b'yamtif, whether the mum came erv yamtif, or yamtif itself, chacham omrim, ein de minamuchan, that's not part of the muchan at all, which sounds like, even b'dievet, it's not acceptable, meaning the lacha of the mum erev yomtif, it's not what we said, lichachila no, b'dievet yes. We're saying even b'dievet, it's not good at all. So once you establish the mum erev yomtif and the mum on yomtif are both b'dievet puzzle, that may not make it clear that the nola bo umimo imo might only be b'dievet acceptable. I mean, only if these are three different halachas could you assume that nolad umumo imo is lichachila mutter. But now, according to this brisa, that no, mum erev yomtif, mum b'yamtif are both b'dievet posel, so the next step would only be b'dievet acceptable, lichachila, however, nolad umuma imo, it would be also lichachila against Rav Huna, Rabbi Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, so then, okay, so if that's the brisa that you have, Rav Oshaya has such a brisa, velakasha, hach, then we had the problem with the brisa earlier, with the three different halachas. There's a steer between Rav Oshaya's halacha and the three different babas of Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, that's not a problem. Hachahi, that case of the three different halachas that were separate, that were brought by Rabbi Shimon, hahi, adabar uchmehu, demeshabish vitani. There's a particular Amora, where actually he would record mistakes. He would quote Bryce that were mistaken. I don't know if he did this on purpose. He just wasn't so accurate. He wasn't so precise. And we attribute it to him, and therefore we cannot take it at face value. It's not really a raya. So then the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Mas Nisan, Nami Deka, our mission is also very precise in teaching the halacha, Dikatani, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'ein Mumar Nikar Merv Yomtiv, Ein Dem Namuchan. If the mum was not recognizable, like what Ricky was saying, if it was not recognizable, Erev Yomtiv, so that's not called Minamuchan. So my Ein Mumar Nikar, what does it mean the mum wasn't recognizable, Erev Yomtiv? Ilema She'ein Mumar Nikar Klal, if it wasn't recognizable at all, Pshita. You have to tell me, of course. If no one knows the mum erev yamtif, it's certainly going to be a problem of muksa. So ella, delo is chazi lechacham erev yamtif. No, it existed. You just didn't have a chance to show it to the baki, to the chacham, im mum kavua, im mum over, to figure out the nature of this particular mum. And katani mias, in that case, even though there was a mum erev yamtif, ain't a minamuchan, that's not called muchan, shema mina. We can learn from here that even b'dievet is not muchan. Look how Rashi says this, bottom right of Rashi. Ein demina muchan, around 15 lines up. Afilu b'di'eved, we don't accept it, even though the mum existed erev yomtif. U'mehashtif, from the fact we say, where the mum even came erev yomtif, it's still possible b'di'eved. Mehashtif al-karchach, v'shavin, the line, v'shavin shim nolodahu muma imo, that statement, that must be, it's mina muchan. When we say it's mina muchan, it's only b'di'eved mina muchan. But l'chachila, we don't allow you to inspect it. And that's how the Gemara concludes this conversation. You cannot inspect even l'chachila, the case of Nolad u'mumimo, only if it was Mavukar, would be accepted b'di'evit. Okay, fine. Halfway down the page now. The Gemara says, Boy minei Hillel mirava. Hillel asks the following interesting question. He asks, Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, or ain't muksa l'chatzi Shabbos? Is there such a concept of something half Shabbos? Right? You know, muksa half of Shabbos or not? What is that case to even speak of? Hey, chidami. If it was a roi ben hashmashos, we know the defining moments of whether an object is muks or not is ben hashmashos. If this item, whatever the item we're talking about, was a roi ben hashmashos, so then certainly it's not muksa. If it wasn't roi at all during ben hashmashos, then it's not roi, then it is muksa the whole Shabbos. What do you mean half a Shabbos is muksa or not muksa? It was roi during ben hashmashos. Rashi gives you an example. Let's say you have dried out raisins. You have raisins that were dried out, they were roi. And then you left them out on the rooftop, they got wet. They rained, they got wet now. Now it's itchi, that's dochi, it's not roi anymore. But then they dry out a second time, so can it rehabilitate itself? That's the question. Again, Latricha de Ichsi, Vahadar Itchi is dochi, Vihitcha Achsa, Hadar Ichsi, then it was roi again, my. It is subject to muksa, and therefore, even though there was just a moment where it was idchi, we consider it a problem of muksa. So then the Gemara says, "Isive v'shavin." We're bringing our case now of the mum shavin she'im nolad umumo imo shezem min amuchan. If you have an animal that's born on yantif and there's a mum is born with a mum, that's called muchan. Why? V'amai neima hai b'chor meikara havechazi agav ima. So when the Bechor was not yet born, it was in the mother's womb, so then it was Roy, could you shech to the mother, that Shechita would have worked for the calf as well. So it was Roy when Yantiv started. It's Yalit, it was born now, Le'idchile, now it's a Bechor, so now it's Asa, because it has no mum. And then Echazi L'chacham, Yishot L'chacham, Ishar, he permits it, that's Chazi. So wait a second, why should that be Mutter? We just said before, it should be Muksa. The case of Idchzi. Achsi, idchvi, achsi, that's muksa here as well. It's ichsi, adchvi, ichsi. Isn't that going to case a muksa? How could you say it's mutter? So Amar Abai, if you say Marav Safra, kugon diyosve dayane hasam. It's where three dayan were sitting, mamish right there when the calf was born. So there wasn't a moment, there wasn't even a second in time where it was actually a bechor that was usher. They saw it born with a mum, and therefore it was always chazi. There was never a moment of dachoy. That's why this case is mutter. But a case where it was a chazi, dachoy, and chazi, ain't a chanami, that would be muksa. Just look at Rashi to just, clarify a little bit that case of the dayanim sitting there. The left side of the page, now Rashi, five narrow lines down, says Rashi, diyasu dayane hasam, kishanola, the dayanim are watching the birth of this calf. Ukipoto as a rechem, and it comes to the rechem, roas mumma, they mamish the mumma right there, it was right there, deloi ksu hakal, there's never a moment where it's muksa, that's why it's mutter, it's not a kasha on the psak above, that there is muksa lachati Shabbos. Now Gemara has a different presentation here, ikadami. Others say, amrle, ein muksa lachati Shabbos, and this is how we paskin actually. You can't have a muksa that's half a Shabbos. We all define an item by what happened in Ben Hashmashos, so even though it was dachi for a moment, the raisins were rained on, it still is not muksa. So lema, misai le, let's say our Mishnah is or Bryce is a support. Bishavin shim nolad umumo imo shizem in a muchan. If the animal was born with a mum, we say it's a muchan, you could shecht it. How could that be? Va bechor me karahave chazi agav ima. Initially, when Yantiv started, the bechor was inside the cow's womb, and therefore is roi out the cow. Isyalid was born le idche now because it's a bechor, it's aser. Achse the chacham yishot the chacham yishar, he permits it le now that's chazi, and yet we say it's mutter, it must be ein muksa l'shabbos. Gemara says no, don't bring a rye from this case here because Amar Abayi v'yisem Amar Safra could go in the yasri dayan hasim to where the dayan were watching the birth, and there was no moment where it was aser, it was immediately mutter because they saw the mum right away. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya here. Haya ochel banavim v'hoser. A guy's eating grapes, and he has some leftover grapes. So what do you do with leftover grapes? You want to get rid of them. You want to throw them in garbage. V'helan l'gag l'asos mehem t'mukum. You may as well take advantage. Back then, they didn't have surplus of food. They took advantage of every food. So we, if you don't like the grapes, we throw it out. They took the grapes. They brought them to the rooftop. Let it dry. They became raisins. Or let's say they had te'enim. They're eating figs. V'hoser, they had some extra. V'helan l'gag l'asos mehem grogos. They put them on the rooftop to be dried out figs. L'yocha mehem achi yasmin. You can't eat them until you're masmin them mibod yom. Because they're new, there's something different now. So says the Gemara further. Every fruit the same din that if you want to leave them out to dry, they're considered muksa because you were not making them before Yom Tif for the purpose of being dried grapes and dried figs and so on. So hey chidami, what's the case here? If these fruit are fit to eat, lamerli hazmana. Why is there a need for hazmana at all? V'delochazi if they're not roy. If they're not right to eat, the grapes got so bad when he put them to the rooftop that Hazmana won't even work. Rashi says, if I'm Mazmin a rock to eat, that doesn't work. Hazmana doesn't work on rocks that are inedible. So too, if these grapes and figs are inedible, Hazmana won't work until they become edible. They change forms. So either you don't need Hazmana or Hazmana won't work. So what's the case here? So my hobby, what's the case here? So, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me, d'lo yada, ichazi, lo chazi, you don't know if they're fit, you're not sure the status of the grapes, so maybe hazmana is there, that in case they are roi, hazmana should be effective. V'amar Rav Kana, muksa sheyavesh, if you have muksa that dried out, v'ena baal makirimbo mutter. So, the din is that the baal is unaware of it, it's still muksa, meaning if something is muksa, and it dried out before yantav, I just was unaware of it, so even though I was unaware of it, the halacha would be, I'm allowed to eat it because my lack of awareness does not change the status of the muksa. So Rashi explains here, if you look at Rashi, the left column again, around halfway down the Amud, v'ena b'ilim makirim bo, ena b'ilim yodim sheyavish. They didn't know they dried out Erev Yom Tov. Still, nonetheless, they're mutter. B'shelo barku mibod yom. Why they mutter? Next Rashi. V'chi oske meikara l'akse el yavish. V'hare yavish v'uchan mibod yom. Because his das was, he was only maksa midai to that which was not yavish. This was Yavish. He just was unaware of the Matzias, but that's not going to change the fact. So even though he didn't know, you don't need to be Mazmin something. If it was Roy Ben Ishmash, objectively, that would be Mutter for the Baal. So what's the case here where Hazman is necessary? To El Alav, so Gemara says, it must be our very case. The Chazu, the Idchu, the Hadar, Ichsu. That it was Roy, it became Muksa, and then it became Roy again. So that's why you need Hazman. But wait a second. The Amrit Ein Muksa, if we just said above that there's no muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, that this case doesn't become muksa, lam lehazmana, why is there a need for hazmana at all? So that's the kashya. It must be that yesh muksa for chatzi Shabbos, and that's why hazmana is necessary. So l'mai, yesh muksa, ki azmin le, mai havi. So Gemara says, wait a second, if it's muksa, so then what will hazmana do? What effect will hazmana have? If it's muksa, if it's like a rock, you can't be mazmin a rock to eat. So Gemara says, really, in the end of the day, lo tzricha, it's really a case, the ichse v'lochse, it's partially fit. Some people eat it, some people don't eat it. It's not where it's objectively like a rock. If it's like a rock, hazmana won't work. If it's edible, you don't need hazmana. It's in the middle. It's a gray area where some people will eat it, some people won't eat it. Azmin, if you're mazmin such an item, then galidaita, you're megali yadas, that you're interested, and it's amuksa. If you're lo azmin, if you're not mazmin, lo galidaita, you don't reveal your das, and therefore it would be considered muksa. We'll stop here. We'll quickly recap what we did. We started off with the machlokas in the Mishnah, but a bor, b'chor, shenafel a bor, Rabbi Huda says you can inspect it, Rabbi Shimon says you cannot inspect it. Machlokas, whether or not you could do a type of din Torah on Yom Tif, that's the machlokas, Gemara said. Why do we teach the case of a b'chor into the boar? Just the stamp teach the case of roan b'chor. Mar tells me that even though there's an issue with Tzar Bei Chaim, or maybe even the guy brought it up from the top, you still can't shecht it. In the end, the Gemara said, even though there's a mum over Erev Yom Tif and developed into a mum kavua, you might have thought that's not considered muksa. Kamashon, that is considered muksa. Not until mum kavua is it considered not muksa anymore. We discussed then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had these three halachas, and this din of if it's a nolad of a hu, nolad hu, mumo imo. If the calf was born with a mum, the machlok is whether lechadchila you could shech the animal, or only b'di'evet could you shech such an animal. The Gemara ended up concluding back and forth from various brises that only b'di'evet can you shech such an animal, is it muchan, but lechadchila one should not, it's not considered muchan if it was nolad, umumo imo. We had then the question about yesh muksa lechadchi Shabbos or ain muksa lechadchi Shabbos, the case where it's chazi, v'itchi v'chazi, the first ma'ikadami said it's yesh muksa lechadchi Shabbos. The Gemara concluded, we pass this way, ain't muksel Shabbos, and therefore it's acceptable. We can't bring a rye from our gay seven, the Gemara, however, because maybe our Gemara, where the mum was born right away, the Bechor is born right away with the mum, maybe with Dayanim were there watching it, there's never a moment where it was dachli, it goes from mutter to mutter, and there's a rye from that case, and finally this last situation of the grapes and raisins, it must be a case where it was a gray area. If you're mazmin it, the hazmana works. If you're not mazmin it, it's considered muksel. Okay, we'll stop here. I guess no daf together. Tomorrow is just a long daf.